Hello again, I'm Mark Mallett. This is the Now Word for March 2nd, 2016. Our Lenten retreat now moves into day 19, and today I want to reflect on perseverance. Blessed is the one who perseveres. Why are you discouraged, my dear brother or sister? It is in perseverance that love is proven, not in perfection, which is the fruit of perseverance. As Saint Jose Maria said, the saint is not the person who never falls, but rather the one who never fails to get up again, humbly and with a holy stubbornness. Well, this past summer, I was teaching one of my younger boys to swing a hammer in one of our corrals. And with wobbly hands under the weight of the tool, he started to swing. He missed several times, hit occasionally, until the nail was bent over so far that it had to be straightened out. But I wasn't angry. What I saw, rather, was my son's determination and desire, and I loved him all the more for it. Straightening the nail, I encouraged him, corrected his swing, and let him begin again. Well, so too, the Lord isn't counting your transgressions, missteps, and faults. But he is looking to see whether you have a heart for him rather than for the world, whether you turn back to him from your distractions or simply turn away, whether, like Jesus, you get up when falling beneath your cross or throw it to the side and choose the easy and wide road. God is the most loving of fathers, and for him, your failures are an opportunity to correct and teach you so that you may grow in maturity. Satan, on the other hand, wants you to perceive your omissions and faults as a setback, but God wants you to see them as a stepping stone. Jesus said to Saint Faustina, "This firm resolution to become a saint is extremely pleasing to me. I bless your efforts and will give you opportunities to sanctify yourself. Be watchful that you lose no opportunity that my providence offers you for sanctification. If you do not succeed in taking advantage of an opportunity, do not lose your peace, but humble yourself profoundly before me, and with great trust, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. In this way, you gain more than you have lost, because more favor is granted to a humble soul than the soul itself asks for." The Lord, brothers and sisters, is ready to help you with 1,000 graces. And so, as Saint Faustina's confessor said, be as faithful as you can to the grace of God. You know, for some reason today, the Lord wants me to shout, don't give up. Don't let the devil discourage you. Listen again to the word of God in Romans chapter 8. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Did you notice the first word in the list is death? What is sin but the death of the soul? So not even your sin can separate you from the love of God. Now, deadly sin, or what we call mortal sin, can cut you off from God's grace, but not his love. He will never stop loving you. As it says in 2 Timothy, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. But what of your daily faults and failures to grow in holiness, or what we call venial sin? Well, in what is what I think one of the most encouraging passages in the Catechism, the Church teaches, deliberate and unrepented venial sin disposes us little by little to commit mortal sin. However, venial sin does not break the covenant with God. With God's grace, it is humanly reparable. Venial sin does not deprive the sinner of sanctifying grace, friendship with God, charity, and consequently, eternal happiness. Ah, I love that. I love it. That is to say, brothers and sisters, bending the nail isn't the same as intentionally breaking it. So don't let the devil accuse you if you stumble from time to time. Tell him you are loved. then ignore him, ask God's forgiveness, and begin again. Going back to my original announcement of this Lenten retreat, I said that this would be for the poor. It is for the weak. It is for the addicted. It is for those who feel as though this world is closing in on them and their cries for freedom are being lost. But it is precisely in this weakness that the Lord will become strong. What is needed then is your yes, your fiat. That is, your perseverance. And that's why I also invited our Blessed Mother to be our retreat master, because no other creature is more concerned about your salvation than her. That, and this entire retreat, is setting the stage for you to enter into the decisive battle of our times. How soon and how completely will we defeat the evil in the whole world, asked St. Maximilian Kolbe? When we allow ourselves to be guided by Mary most completely. This is our most important and our only business. In summary then, love is proven to God through perseverance, determination, and desire, and He will do the rest. As it says in Luke 8, as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance.